Yo, 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 what is going on? This is your host, Dave Ramos of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. Our last show kind of got interrupted a little bit. I do apologize, but I do want to start fresh, new today. Real quick update. We right now do have officially on YouTube. I'm sorry about the delay. We were working on it, but we are officially now on YouTube for real. Our YouTube video today will be coming on daily, every day at about 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Day, every weekday. So we're excited for that. But I did want to continue off what I was talking about the previous episode about Black Lives Matter. And I also want to talk about winning mentality. And I'm going to show you how the two are related, right? So a lot of times we talk about Black Lives Matter and we understand Black lives should matter everywhere, but in the workplace too. But also, can I say this? Black lives should be also seen as equals to everyone. You know, it's not that we should be our own class. The whole separate but equal thing is taken out of the context of law now, but it's deeply ingrained within our society and social circles. And the thing is, if we continue to do this separate but equal, then we're not giving any side a chance to truly win. There's going to be no victory at the end of that because there's no true equality. True equality and true diversity is where you have different people mixed in the mix, with respecting and honoring what each person brings without having to want to divide it. You know, a lot of the hate that's going on right now, a lot of the misconceptions and misunderstanding is coming and stemming from divide that we see in this country a lot of times. And that divide, like, it's not healthy for any side. It's not healthy for our country that seeks unification and a true unity that we haven't had in such a long time. That's exactly what we need, though, right now. So I just want to urge everyone that it's when we can truly be unified that we can truly adopt what is called a winning mentality. A winning mentality is not saying that, hey, I'm better than you. Let me prove it. A winning mentality is where I'm better than who I was a minute ago, a second ago, an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago. It's where you compete with yourself. To let loose all those distractions and chains that was holding you back before, those weights, those burdens on your shoulders. And that's where you're actually able to focus on what you know is important and go straight for that. Without any of the humorous or the things in the side and the left or to the right, that winning mentality is something that you can have to focus and persevere and be consistent in those things that you know really, really, really matter most. And this winning mentality is not adopted in a year, not adopted in a month. It's not something that you flip a switch. It's in everything that you do. It's in the moment. Moments, think about this. Moment is not a unit of measure. It's not any way to measure time. A moment is a feeling that's ingrained in us. That's what winning is. It's a moment. It happens at a moment's notice. You win in the moment and you lose in the moment. A moment can be seven games of a finals or Eastern Conference basketball series. It can be a Super Bowl win. It can be best of three when it comes to the Stanley Cup hockey games. You know, it can be FIFA for soccer. It really doesn't matter. What it is for you is how what does matter is what you feel during that moment is what categorizes that time as a moment. And for you to win and start having that winning mentality is focusing on the moment that you know you need to focus on right now. It's not saying, not looking or keeping what you saw on the left in mind when you have to go forward, because that's just a bad looking to the left or to the right. You have to focus on what's going on right now. You need to clear your distractions. If anything is really holding you back, you need to move it. I know sometimes you were like, oh, it's not really holding me back. But let me ask you, does it have anything to do with your future? If it doesn't, then it's holding you back. If this is not what you want 20 to 30 years to be dealing with right now, then you need to snap it right now. You need to snap it. Because if not, you're letting it stay there for 20, 30 years without you even realizing. You're like, oh, life will change, but who's going to change it? Has to be you. It has to be you. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Dab Rabbit Talks Too Much. I appreciate it. Appreciate y'all letting me get loose with a little bit of rest. For those of you guys who don't know, this podcast is completely about Jesus, people, and culture. We like talking about what's going on in the world, but we also want to bring Jesus into it, because without him, our focus will get blurry. We ain't going to be able to know where to go. I love you guys so much. Take care. And thank you for watching another episode of Dab Rabbit Talks Too Much. I hope you can share this with a friend. Love you guys.